Welcome everybody to the Rural Planning Commission. Please stand and join me in saluting the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And good evening. This is a continuation. Item 3.1, request for an approval to change the comp plan map designation on the subject property from residential to commercial and change the zone map from rural residential to rural commercial. Comp plan and zone change. Map number 35-06-24, tax lot 900, site is 5941 Highland Avenue. We're not going to worry about the time limits because there's nobody here in opposition or about it, so let's move forward. Staff report, please.
Good evening. My name is Tammy Smith. I'm an associate planner with the Josephine County Planning Department. We are here tonight to discuss a comprehensive plan zone change, ZPZC. The subject property owner is Ockenden Revocable Trust. The applicant is Ward Ockenden. Representative is Stephanie McBrayer. The request is to change the comprehensive plan designation from residential to commercial and to change the zone from rural residential, RR5, to rural commercial, RC, which would allow the RV park to be conforming to the current code. General information, the existing zone is rural residential, RR5. The comprehensive plan is residential. The legal description is 35-06-24, tax lot 900. The location is 5941 Highland Avenue, and the property size is 21.30 acres. The existing use is an RV park with a restroom, shower, laundry to include pool, pump house, three mobile homes, two dwellings, a shed, maintenance shop, and carport. The zoning history is suburban residential from 1963 to 1981, and from 1981 to current is rural residential, RR5. The property has been operating as an RV park since the 1960s and is noted in the planning file as a legal non-conforming use. Legal as it predates the inception of the JCC code, and the non-conforming in that the use would be allowed, would not be allowed in the rural residential zone under today's code. The proposed change would create consistency between the historic and ongoing use of the property. The pre-application was submitted on June 21st, 2021. Pre-application was sent on June 24th, 2021. It's Exhibit A. The ZPZC application submitted on October 7th, 2021. After 30-day review from staff, the application was deemed complete on November 4th, 2021. The application materials are presented as Exhibit B of the staff report. Per ORS 215.427, 1 and 6, the 150-day deadline will not apply to the final decisions on comprehensive plan amendments. This application does not involve an exception to the statewide planning goal, nor does it pertain to agricultural or forest lands. Therefore, the Planning Commission has the authority to make the final decision on the application. This is a map of the property location. It has access off of Highland Avenue. Max Creek is at the northwest corner of the property and runs to the northwest corner of the property. Zoning of the surrounding areas. This is a 2021 aerial photo of the property. The following sections may be referenced in your copy of the JCC, which are review procedures, section 19.46.020, plan amendment application requirements, section 19.46.030, plan amendment review criteria, section 19.6.040. Per section 19.46.020, applicants to amend any element of the comprehensive plan shall be processed through the Planning Commission review procedures, Chapter 19.24, and the Board of County Commissioners review procedures, Chapter 19.25. The application shall be reviewed by the Planning Commission in a public hearing and has authority to make a final decision to the Board of County Commissioners in the form of written findings and recommended ordinance. The Board has the sole authority to make implement changes to the county's comprehensive plan by ordinance. Section 19.46.030, Plan Amendment Application Requirements. Applications to amend the text or maps of the comprehensive plan may be initiated by individuals. All applications should be in the form provided by the planning director and shall be in accordance to the required application fees. The application must provide the minimum requirements listed under this section as it pertains to the amendments. The applicant has submitted an application form and fee per the required listed above. The application contains applicable materials under this section. Section 19.46.04A, Plan Amendment Review Criteria. Amendments to a plan and zone map shall demonstrate compliance with all applicable statewide and county goals and policies. The applicable statewide and county goals and policies are addressed at length in attachments Exhibit X and Exhibit Y. Section 19.46.040.C, Carrying Capacity. Section 19.11030 of the JCC defines carrying capacity as the ability of land to support the proposed development as determined by evaluation of suitability for sewage disposal, adequacy of the domestic groundwater supply, which is quantity and quality, the presence of adequate off-site roads, the suitability of soil and terrain to support on-site roads, the presence or absence of flood, fire, or erosion hazards, and the applicability of other special land use concerns. Section 19.46.040.D, consistency. The applicant must address the criterion that a zone change must be consistent with the character of the surrounding area. The applicant provides a detailed response regarding the surrounding area development, as well as the relationship of numerous RV parks and residential development elsewhere in the Josephine County Code. It appears the zone change will be consistent with other development within the county, especially in light of the fact that the current commercial use of the property has existed for approximately 60 years. Staff mailed a public notice on February 2, 2022, 22 days prior to the hearing date, to all assessor rolls within 1,500 feet of the subject property. Staff published a notice with the Daily Courier on February 18, 2022, 10 days prior to the hearing. Agency comments received are attached as Exhibit C of the staff report, which were from Josephine County Solid Waste, Department of State Land. The Planning Division received no comment as a result of public notice to properties within 1,500 feet of the subject property. I would like to add a note also that obviously we've had a continuance, which was scheduled February 28th for May 9th. Due to a lack of quorum, and then another continuance was scheduled a second time on May 9th for tonight, May 23rd, also due to a lack of quorum. From staff's review of the application, it appears all of the criteria has been met from a comprehensive plan and zone change. Zone change from residential to commercial use of this property. If the Planning Commission approves the application, staff recommends the applicant prepare finding of fact and decision and submit to the Planning Division no later than 30 days from the last hearing. Questions?
Any questions? No questions, thank you.
Justin.
So there were listed a couple of examples throughout the application. I know Whitehorse Park, there were a couple other parks listed. Were those all zoned residential when they were initially zoned? So the examples are that they had switched from a certain zoning to rural commercial.
Were they, because you did that research on that, they were within the rural residential area, but a rural commercial, correct?
Most of the historic commercial businesses,
we can't hear you from the chair.
Well, I mean, she's coming up to talk next, so I don't know.
If it's better question for her, but I was wondering what the surrounding uses of those parks are as well.
Of this particular one?
Well, not just this park, but those other parks as well. Okay. If it's all residential, if that research has been done.
Yeah, and I think she's, yeah, Stephanie's done that.
Okay.
Appreciate that, thank you. And
well, I guess the place to start is with your question. This is a historic pattern of development in Josephine County. I've not really... There we go. Hi, I'm Stephanie Rumrell McBrayer, and I'm representing the applicant this evening. This is a historic pattern of development in Josephine County that I've not really noticed in other rural counties where I've practiced. The pattern is you have a county park, and then somewhere very close to that county park is an old general store, often which has converted into like a camp store, convenience store kind of place. And then somewhere close to that is a private campground surrounded by residential uses. And in all cases, they all started out as like an old general store, a stagecoach stop, a stop along the highway for travelers and for campers and such. When the first comprehensive plans and zoning was adopted in Josephine County, most of those existing businesses were given commercial designations, either tourist commercial or limited commercial. It was recognized that this was an existing historic use, but, you know, and not something new that was coming into the neighborhood. The neighborhood grew around these uses. They didn't come and land there because there were homes that they hoped to access as customers. Out of all of them, a few did not get the commercial zoning. They ended up with the residential zone for some reason. And it was, you know, in my mind, it looks like it was an error. It should have been given a commercial designation and just wasn't. So that's you know, the long answer to your question.
Any more, Justin?
Well, you had mentioned county parks. Were all the other ones associated with county parks? And then you also said campground, and I don't want to be pedantic about it, but, I mean, there's a difference between a campground and an RV park, and I think this one is considered an RV park.
There was no such thing as an RV
park. Certainly, but the way the definitions are laid out, and actually, James, I didn't look to see if there was a definition of campground, but RV park, you know, recreational vehicle park is a specific thing. Are the other ones associated with a county park that then, you know, grew into the store? And so this one would seem a bit different because it's just the private campground or RV park or, you know, whatever we're calling it. There's no county park associated with it.
It's very, very close to Sportsman's Park. It's right there on exit, I think it's 61, where most travelers will come off if they want to go to Indian Mary or Alameda Park or any of the ones down on the Rogue River. Some people like to go to the Sportsman's Park because of the gun range and such there. I think it's 1.4 miles from Sportsman's Park. I know that people have looked at some of the land in between there for camping and recreational kinds of uses. It hasn't materialized, but it's sort of a hub for that sort of thing. And in that way, it sort of follows this organic pattern of rural development that we have here in Josephine County.
Okay. Well, I don't want to hold up your presentation. You may answer some of my other questions as we go forward. Thank you.
Sure. So let me go ahead and begin here, and stop me if I'm covering material that seems we've already been over. So the property is 21.3 acres in size. bounded on the west by Highland Avenue and Interstate 5. The property slopes gently upward from west to east. It's developed with the campground buildings and individual campsites scattered throughout the western portion of the 21 acres. The eastern portion is a little more hilly, has more forested land on it, is mostly vacant. Across from the parcel directly west of I-5 is part of the Merlin unincorporated area with comp plan designations of residential and zoning designations of community residential. Land to the southwest of I-5 has a comp plan designation of industrial and a zoning designation of community light industrial. I think we're supposed to be on the next slide of that presentation there, and I don't have the clicker. Ah, very good. Oh, thank you. Please forgive me. This is my very first PowerPoint presentation. I've never done one before. So there you can see the parcel is highlighted in yellow right there along I-5. And right there at the exit, where, as I pointed out, people are pulling over and looking for a place to camp while they travel or want to go access the river. And here is a map of the vicinity and surrounding area. You can see it surrounded by some rural residential lands to the north and south, the industrial to the southwest. And the Merlin unincorporated area there directly across the highway. So this is the site of the Grants Pass Overnighters RV Park. This campground business has been operated by the same family in the same location since the 1960s. Here is a telephone book listing from 1973. This campground was previously called Campground of Oregon. And in this phone book page, you can see it's listed next to the Pink Petunia Campground, which was the White Horse store and campground, which was also originally given those residential designations. We did bring an application here to correct that matter and change the designation, the comp plan and zoning designation for White Horse store and RV park, and that was granted in 2019. So I'm going to go back to the site plan here. I don't know if you can see it with that little insert, but I know there's a copy in your packet. So the RV park currently has 35 full-service RV campsites with water and power hookups, and 8 are partial service sites. In addition, 3 mobile homes have been permitted over the years. One of them is utilized as a manager's residence. The other 2 dwellings are occupied by family of the property owners who are involved in the day-to-day operations of the park. The campground also has a swimming pool, a restroom, shower, laundry building, a shed, maintenance shop, and a carport storage building. The swimming pool, shower, and laundry area are currently closed for repairs. So this area, and in particular, the site has been used for camping since the 60s. Oops. In 1973, the state of Oregon signed into law SB 100, which required that every Oregon city and county prepare a comprehensive plan in accordance with a set of general state goals. Josephine County adopted its first general plan in pieces, neighborhood by neighborhood and community by community. And despite extensive research, I got to know the ladies in the recorder's office real well, no record of adoption of a comp plan or general plan for this site was ever found. Josephine County did assign zoning for Area 5, which contains this parcel, on June 29, 1973. At that point, the campground was undergoing some development, and records from DEQ show that the owner obtained a zoning clearance permit January 16, 1975, to repair a pre-existing septic system at Campgrounds of Oregon. And later that year, a sewage disposal permit was issued by Just Being County Health Department for the Campgrounds of Oregon Travel Trailer Park. In December of that same year, a zoning clearance permit was issued for a mobile home to be placed on the parcel as a second residence and for a 50 by 30 machine shop. The permit application states that the site is the current campground of Oregon and notes the existence of an already existing dwelling and septic system. In 1977, a zoning clearance permit was issued for construction of a swimming pool in conjunction with an RV park, and a building permit for that was issued later that same year. A sketch from December of 77 shows two septic systems on site, one up the hill in the eastern portion of the campground near the swimming pool, presumably serving the pool bathhouse, and the other in the northwest corner of the park, serving 16 travel trailer sites. A letter dated February 2nd, 78, states that the facility was licensed for 35 travel trailer spaces, that the last portion of the sewer system was installed in the summer of 76, and that the system was not complete at that time. The letter stated that the area approved for the drain field in 75 did not meet the standards for the system in 78 due to the discovery of a high water table, and that a new location for a septic system would need to be found and evaluated. And a record of individual sewage disposal system was filed with and approved by Josephine County Health Department October 2nd, 1978. Of interest is an application and hearing. There was a request in 1978 for a comprehensive plan and zone map amendment for this site.
You're fading in and out. Would you pull the mic down a little more, please?
I'm sorry. Thank you for calling that to my attention. So in 77, the planning department accepted an application to change the comp plan designation from farm residential to commercial, and the zone from suburban residential, 5-acre minimum, to tourist commercial. I'm not sure where they got farm residential from. I looked and looked and could not find any evidence of that designation ever being adopted for this site, but that's what was being evaluated in 1977-78. So the application at that time stated that the existing land use was a campground bounded by I-5 on the west, a gun club to the north, and residential properties to the east and south. Staff report states that the property was a GP overnighters travel trailer park with 35 campsites available, a single owner's residence, a laundry washroom structure in the center of the property, and a swimming pool under construction. The report noted that the existing septic system was approved for 35 overnight spaces, 13 of which were tent campsites and two mobile homes. Any further expansion of the campground would require that that septic system be expanded. A hearing for that matter was held on February 2nd, 1978. And it is clear from the public record that there was confusion as to the actual comp plan designations assigned to the property. The application form filled out by the applicant listed the comp plan designation as suburban residential, 2.5 acre minimum, which is a zoning designation, not a comp plan designation. The advisory group recommendation form, completed by a representative of Colonial Valley Citizens Advisory Committee, listed the comp plan designation as suburban residential, 2.5 acre minimum, not farm residential. Again, a zoning designation, not a comp plan designation. And they said that the requested change to tourist commercial was not in conformance with the comp plan designation of suburban residential 2.5 acre minimum. Even though the staff report listed the comp plan designation as farm residential and the zone as suburban residential. The discussion clearly revealed much of the proposal was treated and evaluated as if the site was designated suburban residential 2.5 acre minimum. A good deal of the discussion in the staff report and findings of fact centered on the potential use of the property as forest land, which made little sense because the site was never designated as resource land for either farm or forest uses. Save for a very small area in the extreme northwest of the property, the same area where Max Creek is shown on some of the maps, the soils on the property are not of high value for farming or forestry. No other properties in the area are designated as farm or forest land, and there are no historic or current farm or forest land uses in that area. When the Area 5 zoning map and ordinance was adopted in 1973, the tourist commercial designation did not yet exist, which was the most appropriate choice for a parcel of land with the existing commercial campground would have been limited commercial, which did permit travel trailer parks as an outright use with no special provisions required. The pre-existing use did not fit the intentions of the suburban residential zoning described in the zoning ordinance of 1976, which would have been the governing document at the time that rezone was requested and processed. The land did not qualify to be and was not designated for farm or forest uses. And as I've mentioned, no historical record can be found for the assignment of any comp planned or zoning designations for this site. And if staff has located any of those documents or records, I would happily stand corrected. So clearly, I feel the assignment of residential designations to this site that was already developed with a pre-existing commercial use, both the farm residential comp plan designation and the suburban residential zoning designation, were inappropriate at the time and assigned in error. Section 82 of the Area 5 zoning ordinance adopted in 1973 states that in considering an amendment to a zoning map, the Planning Commission shall seek to determine the following: that the change is in accord for the comprehensive plan of the area, and that there has either been a substantial change in the character of the area since zoning was adopted, which warrants changing the zone, or that the zoning adopted for the area was in error. It further states if proposed change is not in accord with the comp plan for the area, the Planning Commission and Board of Commissioners shall seek to determine that an alteration of the plan can be justified on the basis that there has been a substantial change in the character of the area since the plan was adopted, which warrants a change in the plan, or that the plan was adopted in error. The application was denied on the basis that a change in zone from suburban residential 5-acre minimum to tourist commercial was not in compliance with the then comp plan designation of farm residential. There was no discussion that the residential comp plan or zoning designations were assigned in error, and no record in the hearing of any discussion or deliberation or a decision regarding the portion of the application to change the comp plan designations from farm residential to commercial. So that's pretty much the history of the situation. In order to facilitate the use of the land in the way that it has been used, the applicant is interested in making the use fit the zone and the zone fit the use. Whenever you have to come in for a development permit to upgrade the septic, to repair the showers, whatever it is you're doing, we run into the issue of the zoning doesn't fit the use. And so it just makes sense to go ahead, correct that record, that error in the record, bring the zoning into compliance with the use that's been there since before the existing of zoning, and let's let this business thrive. And with that, I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Jeff, you got any questions?
I don't. I'm
Justin?
Not right now.
Teresa? And I don't have any questions either. So, thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
We'll close the public comment and bring it to the commission. Teresa, I'm going to start with you because we're not going to throw Jeff into the fire yet.
I have no comment. If I remember correctly, when I read this, everything seemed in order and has been in order for quite some time.
Justin?
I'm kind of struggling with this one. We agree that it's a legally non-conforming use. And the idea of non-conforming is that at some point those non-conformities will go away and the property will develop to a conforming use. So it comes down to the assignment of error. And I think in the past it's been, and the applicant has pointed out that it's been somewhat inconsistent. This is a legally non-conforming use. It can, based on the non-conforming code, it can continue and even expand. So they can continue to get permits while it may be a little bit difficult. I don't know that the justification of just changing a zone to match the use is necessarily justifiable. If I may ask a question of staff.
Certainly.
Is there another process for this? I know campgrounds are a conditional use in the RR5. And so, again, coming back to semantics between an RV park and a campground, is there a way for them to get a legally recognized use without changing the zone?
So, yeah, they could go through a site plan review and go through the whole process of getting approved, which, you know, would kind of the same thing we went through right now is, you know, public notice and whatnot.
Okay. And so that just authorizes the use on the site?
Correct. It just authorizes the current use, correct.
Okay. Because my concern is if we change this to a commercial zone, then at some point, and while the applicant has said that they have no intention of selling this property or redeveloping it. I mean, things change in the future, and so, they could put any commercial use there that may or may not be compatible, and there's lots of uses listed in the commercial zones that are not compatible with the rural residential.
Correct.
So I'm up against that, plus then looking at the zoning, there's I-5 is a definite boundary. Commercial uses, industrial uses to the west, and this is all residential here, and there's a big gap between this property and the park to the north, so I don't know that squares the circle for me. So I'm not sure that I can support this application just based on those.
Okay. Yeah. Any other questions? Do you want me to give you the definition of campground?
Certainly, yeah. Okay.
Main areas devoted to overnight temporary use for vacation, recreational, or emergency purposes, but not for residential purposes. A camping site may be occupied a tent, travel trailer, or recreational vehicle.
Okay.
So it covers.
Just this use, I'm not familiar with this specific property. I mean, do they put their RVs there for extended periods of time? Are they in or out? Is it more of like a residential type? You know, we're here for the summer.
I think that the manufactured structures are there are permanent because they're there. But as far as I know, they're renting them out. I mean for people to come in and out overnight, an overnight campground.
Okay, but the specific RV sites, are those open to the general public? Is it like a long term lease? Do you know how they work?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
No. I mean, because we don't allow for that. There are some grandfathered in, like new in the Merlin area, that are grandfathered in, but this one has not been grandfathered in for that. It's supposed to be RV overnighters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Teresa.
If the zoning gets changed to commercial, would it only be commercial on this property?
Correct.
Okay. So that wouldn't open up any commercial to the north, or, I mean, of course, not on freeway, but it, or to the south. It would just be zoned for this property.
Yes, that's correct.
Jeff, let's get your opinion.
Yeah, sure. Well, I read over all the paperwork, and I it appears that they've done their due diligence, so it's just a matter of, I think the question was a good question about some kind of prohibition against a full commercial development. But I don't know if that question is enough to deny the applicant. It's been a thriving trailer park from what I've read since 60 or thereabouts. There is a ton of commercial property in the vicinity of that area, right across the freeway. I mean, it's the, so for someone to take something that is already set up for this use and to dismantle it and to maybe develop it, I don't see how it could be cost effective for any developer. So I don't see that as that. That's not something that, although it's not outside the possibilities, it doesn't seem like it's feasible to me. I think they've done their due diligence, and continuity in the code is important. It's vital in the code. I know as a builder that coming up against those kind of issues, code enforcement issues or designations on properties. So back when this was designated, none of that existed. So I see the applicant as someone who's just trying to get the proper designation for the use that they've been using it for since I was a child. And it, that way outweighs any concerns I have about in 15 or 20 years it becoming a bakery or a variety store or a hardware and paint store, which are the other, some of the other uses for the commercial designation. So anyway, that's what I think.
Okay, thank you. And I also agree, I think it was mislabeled originally when it was converted. I think it needs to be corrected. I cannot judge an application on something 20 years down the road or potential of what somebody might do, because our application has to be judged on what's permitted in front of us. And I think this needs to get corrected. And it's not the first time that we've had these come before us. It happens quite often where they just went in and rezoned crap willy-nilly and made some real stupid decisions just because somebody drew a line on a map instead of actually looking at what the heck was there. So I'm in favor of it moving forward and approving it. That having been said, I would entertain a motion.
I make a motion to approve the change to the comp plan map designation from the subject property from residential to commercial and change the zone map from rural residential to rural commercial and to prepare finding of fact and submit it to planning.
We have a motion by Teresa and a second by Jeff.
Okay.
Roll call.
Commissioner Mundell. Commissioner Gindelsberger?
No.
Commissioner Cook?
Yes.
Commissioner Wright?
Yes. Motion passes 3-1. Finally get this one off our plate. Matters for the Planning Commission, we'd like to welcome Jeff. We appreciate you being here. And I hear you're a builder, so you've got some knowledge and experience, which will be invaluable. And We're happy to have you. There's no director's report. Meeting adjourned.